Reishiv Yankiv Yez Begum Yehovi Beretz Kinoan Eila told us Yankiv Yosef and Shvash Vishona Hayeroy Esech Batzai Bunash Bnei Vilov Es Bnei Zil Pudashi O Hayov and Yosef Dibosim Royal Avihem State, it says in the parasha Vayeshiv Yankiv, Bikesh Yankiv, Leishiv B'Shalva. Yankiv wanted to sit B'Shalva, Eimpshad in the Vayeshiv Yankiv. Yankiv wanted to sit B'Shalva, Koftzolov, Ruigzol Shal Yosef. It was Koftzolov, Ruigzol Shal Yosef. Stam a Pshat, Tov, I once said a Pshat, Stam a Gavaldik, a Pshat, Stam. What's the Pshat? What is it called? Roigzoi shel yer. The lashon of roigzoi shel yer. Roigzoi is the lashon of the anger. Lashon roiges. Tzadikim bevashim leishi b'shal. I'm because we're dying. Tzadikim asher besugin lo nam abo. And we're bevashim leishi b'shal. The chora tzapela. What's the tain on Yaakov Avinu? Rabbi say Yaakov Avinu wants the leishiv b'shal. What's the tain on Yaakov Avinu? He had enough tzaras in his life. He wants leishiv. What's he going to do? He's going down to Florida with his golf shoes, you know, pierced with a 9-iron. He's going down to do some, you know, get into one of those golf carts and go to see every golf course he can go down. What's he doing? Beis leishiv v'shav. He's going back. He wants to learn. He wants to shtag. He wants to go to Yemei Kedem. Zochel Yemei Kedem. So what's the tana Yaakov Avinu? So it could be the Maisa. I just want to say just Tam of Pshat Tover, but the Mesilas Shoran Perak Alv says that Kol Yinei Kol Kol Matzova Boi Lamazeh Yinei Nisun Nisun Hashem La'adam. The Ganzi Mitzias in this person is Nisun Hashem La'adam. Isn't this the Mitzias of Nisun? I feel the Mitzias of Shalva, to be in Shalva, is also the Mesilas Shoran says. That's also Nisun. What's going to do with the Shalva? Of a bikesh Yaakov sheva shalva. Yaakov's mevakesh the shalva. He said he wants the shalva. He doesn't want the nesoyin from the shalva. He wants the vakesh as a shalva. Kofsov roigzoy shayoyis. It's very meduyik. But the Gemara zok the brachas. Hey, lo oylam yargiz adam yetzatol yetzarot. So Rashi yas milchama. He wanted the leishiv b'shalva. He didn't want the milchama from shalva. Bikesh Yaakov leishiv b'shalva. He wanted the leishiv b'shalva. I'm nishtam the milchama from shalva. But Nisayin from Shalva is also Nisayin. That's okay. But he wanted the Leishiv B'Shalva. He didn't want the Nisayin from Shalva. If the Nisayin from Shalva, it has to be Melchama also. But he called Nisayin, Matzom HaShalom, but he named Nisayin. Zok to Mr. Lashon Vaita. I saw you be a person of Ben Chayil, a soldier. He's at war. At every stage of his life, he's at war. And he has to look from side to side. Is the male of the Matzias of Adam, but says, Melchama. Is Yasim Melchadam, Lo'oilam, Yagas Adam Yetzes. Zograshi, Brachas Tafei, Lo'oilam, Yasim Melchama. Is the Leishiv B'Shalva. Kofsalam Roigzoi. The Roigzoi, Meloshin Yagas Adam. The Roigzoi Shal Yosef. Is when we do it, the Loshin Roigzoi. The Roigzoi Shal Yosef, it felt in the Yagas, in the Melchama. Meila, that was the time of Yaakov. The leishiv b'shalva, he didn't want the roiges of the shalva. He didn't want the melchama shel shalva. But Meila, but the ma'isa that v'shtein a pi'inyan, a pi'drash. What steps the kofsal the roig shel Yosef is medaf meduyik. It's very meduyik that dafka the roig shel Yosef was the inyan over here. That was the hemshich over here. Right in the parasha it says, "Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bonav ki ben zikunim hulo." Yisrael loved Yosef from all his sons. Ki ben zikunim hulo, the also like sinus pasim. One of the most peladik sugyas of Yisai, this sinus pasim. What in the world was Yaakov doing by giving his kid this sinus pasim? We don't have any taina, but the Gemara on Shabbos Yud has a taina. The Gemara Zokt of Yaakov Avinu, that the Gemara La'olam, a person shouldn't be favored one child over the other. Shabbishvil klimila shteik right. The Gemara, because he gave him this extra garment, Yordu Abu Seinu Mitzrayim. He went to the whole matzah, the whole zach. So what was Yaakov doing over here, Rabbi? And the Pshuta Shal Mikra over here needs beer. The Yisrael Oav is Yisrael Mikol Bar. It sounds like Chas V'Sholom, a kinderish Indian Chas V'Sholom. He loved his kid. This is my favorite child. I'm going out to buy him a special toy. What's going on over here? He likes his kid, he's doing well in school, he got a good report, he got it right, one of those Pupil of the Week, Talmud of the Week award. He came home a few weeks in a row, his father went out and bought him a beautiful convertible, whatever it is, boy side. What's going on over here? He made for him himself a ksanis pasim. State oichit l'choyu, there's a diyek nifla here also. V'yisrael aris ezei kol bonav given skunim huloi. So one pshat, l'choyu the pshat, that given skunim loy loy, is he made him a ksanis pasim, not only because he was a good child, given skunim, he was born to the last, yet there's a special always avas, the ven skunim. But the Targum says, given skunim, I mean, Rashi brings another pshat kivens kunim. Barchakim ulei kol mashalomed mishem ve'ever mosaloi. He was giving him over the Torah shem ve'ever. So bishleimov it's kivens kunim. We learned the pshat. It means that he was a little noilad the soif yomov. He was noilad towards when he was older. So right, we said there's a certain avo, a certain kesher. A kivens kunim has a certain dear place in the heart of his father. But if kivens kunim means that barchakim, that he kol mashalom mishem ve'ever mosaloi. So what's that kesher with the osalik sort of passage? So maybe it's a prize. Tova acher kivens kunim ziv ikunim shaloi doimen loy. And if that pshat's even more shver, because they were doimen. Okay, again, it could be the ava. That's the reason why he loved him. But meila, what the first day. What's the pshat, the diuk, kol mashaloman mishem ve'ever mosalot? What's up is the Torah that he learned mishem ve'ever? Mashaloman, there was other Torah. Kol mashaloman, let's just say the Torah just stopped. He should have said, the diuk of the apostle should have said, kol mashaloman mosalot. What's up is kol mashaloman mishem ve'ever? The end of the dreams of Adam needs beer. The ganze sugya of the dreams. What's the pshat in the dreams? We see that there was a gevalde gezach over here. Hagam vayikana bo yechov v'oviv shomer asadova. Rashi says, "Yomamtin b'tzam asayova." Later on, when they take off Yosef's coat, they throw it, they put the dam on it. So they brought it to their father. Rashi says, Nitzabai Ruach HaKodesh. Shoifoi should score by Ishis Poitifa. Rashi says that Torah if Tiraf Yosef means Shoifoi should score by Ishis Poitifa. What's the Pshar Rabbi Sa? What's in Ogea Torah if Tiraf Yosef when they showed him the code? Vayakav em Ksenis Bini Hayor Rochla Torah if Tiraf Yosef? Oh, I want it. Ruach HaKodesh was Nichnas about Ishis Poitifa. Huh? What does that have to do with the... There's not the sugi here. Toroif, Toraf, Yosef, Eishish, Poiti. What does that have to do with the Ksoinus? So I want to say like this, Rabbi Yisrael. that the Yisoid, the Mezor the Kashmir, the Yisoid over here, Rabbi Yisai, is Gevaldik. We'll try into Chanukah, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem. L'maisa, Yankiv Avinu, we know the Ganzer Reid, we spoke about a little bit more, some of the Reid. Yankiv Avinu had a tafkin in this world. His tafkin was to be the Dayan, the Poisek, and Esav was supposed to be the one that was going out to the world, and he had a tafkin also. His tafkin was going to be the one that was going to go out in the universe, in the world, and spread the Ibn Shalom's name, the koyach, that he had a tremendous koyach, in his yitziyah bin b'chutz, and the Ivada had shtei tafkidim, and both were supposed to be the Shem Shemayim. And forget the matzav that we found later. This is written in many svarim by Isaiah. Zvulin and Yisachar Zvulin matzav was supposed to be the original Mal Yaakov and Esav. Esav being the one to go out lechoyf yamim mekadoshim shemayim, and also to feed the mouth of Yaakov. There was the dying, the place the Yoshev Ohol. But when we see Yaakov saw that it wasn't Shaiach, Rabbi Isaiah, as we spoke out by the, it wasn't Shaiach. So Yaakov Avinu took over the tafkid of Esav. That was Yitzhak, the base Lavan, and he had married the two wives. Leah, the Yitzhanis, was the Shaiach to Esav and Rachel. Yaakov Avinu comes back from base Lavan. He finishes off his job. The Choyra, that was the Bikesh Leish of Shalva. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. The Pshat is that Yosef, Yaakov saw the Leish of Shalva. Yaakov saw that Yosef was going to be the Mamshech in this Koyach. As Rashi said, when he was born, well, you have base Yaakov Leish. Yaakov is the fire, and Yosef is the lahava, and Esav is the kash to burn up Esav. Yosef is going to be that koyach, because Yosef is going to go out in the world, Rabbi Sai, and be nisnase and the nisyonis of the chutz in a way that wasn't shayach. Esav went out in the world, and Hashem, what happened? Rachmanos Ritzlan, what happened to him? So the burning up of Esa one time was this kind of the Yosef proved that child to go out ba'olam and keep your identity as a yid, keep your identity as someone that's dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Sreifas Esav. Yosef was the hamshich of that. And therefore, Rabbi said, because he saw in Yosef this koyach, as he heard of the chaloimos, that he saw he's going to be a melech, he's going to go out and be a leader, he saw that koyach, Rabbi said. Therefore, he taught him the Torahs from Shem Ve'eva. The halal teaching the Torah from Shem Ve'eva, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky already says, Oymin on why dafka the Torah from Shem Ve'Eiver. He says, Torah Shem Ve'Eiver is called Torah Sagolus. That's Torah that when you go out in the world, the Hanhog is Achayim, by Shem Ve'Eiver lived in the Dora Mabel, Dora Floga. And they had to withstand the temptations of the Tivis. So he spoke back in Parshas Noah when one of the Shmuzans, that it was the Tivis, the Deus Rois from the Dora Floga, and the Tivis from the Dora Mabel, and they were the ones who withstood it, that knew the Torahs, how to withstand, how to retain your identity in a mokum of Nisoyin, of Taiva, of Deus Rois, of Kruma Ashkofis, of Tfira, to keep that Ashkofa, to keep the Torahs, God, that's Torahs Golas. It's called, since Yaakov Avinu saw in Yosef the Hemshech, Koma, for also like Ksoinis Pasim, Rabbi Yisai, is a hemshich of that. I want to tie the Ksoinis Pasim was not just Stam, a nice coat for the coloring books, you know, page 7, Parashas, you know, Yibreish's coloring book, take it out, to page 7, there's Yosef with his multicolored coat, and you have the numbers, you take out your crayons, your little kid in kindergarten, you know, one kid colors all black, send him to the child psychologist, everything's black. The kid's a multicolored coat, the coloring book, let's color the colors, just style, you know, it's a nice coat, a beautiful coat, Brooks Brothers, whatever it is. The kitzah, that was his coat. No, the pshat in the coat was, the sign of the coat was that Yaakov knew that he would have to go out, that Yosef has Torah's galus, and that Lafita Hamcha is beautiful. Ki ben skunim uloi, ko mashem mosloi, b'torah shei ve'eveh, v'osu like son is passing. He gave him this coat, that this is the coat that's going to be the koyach. It's going to be a koyach through which Yosef can handle the golas. A zoivi, a beged from tzitzis, Rabbi. What's the koyach of the beged shel tzitzis that we have? The Gemara brings in Soif Kiddushin. Rav Amram Chassidah had some captives. And he was going up, he had some captives of women that they didn't know what to do with it. They said, bring it to Amram Chassidah. The beautiful women, we'll put them in the attic. And he saw the glow of that, and he started going up the ladder to go do who knows what. And he started to scream out, Nura Ben Amram, there's a fire here. To control it. The koyach of the tzitzis. The koyach of the tzitzis, Rabbi Yisai, is there. Stomach, the tzitzis is there. Yisim Oysa is a charetem. To see the mitzvahs, the beggar shall tzitzis, the miyuchat, the gebeir, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. Yisim Oysa is a charetem. The cover, the coat, was not only stam and nice present. Ella, it was the zikoron for Yaakov Avinu. It was the koyach to that coat, that coat, that through that he's going to be able to stand all his nishyonis by having the zikoron of his father, having that coat, giving him the confidence and the koyach through that coat by having it a matana from his father as a chosh of a coat. That's going to be his koyach and the galus, Rabbi Yisai. Fizeh, we can understand the Rashi of Yisrael by Yeshev. Zot Rashi, one of the most paladic Rashis. Kisoynes Kasim, says Rashi, Loshen Kli Milas, Umidru Shal Goda, Al Shem Tzoroysov, Shenimka Le Poitifar, Le Soicharim, Yishmaelim, Umidonim. That's why it's called Tzoroys Pasim. Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Hasina, Rabbi Yisai. What is the shaykhis? The pshat was that Yosef was going to through God. Obviously, it's all Ruach HaKodesh. Now it's Meiridik. When they took off the coat, Vayakira, he sees the coat of Yosef. Nichnasai Ruach HaKodesh, Toroif, Toiraf, Yosef. Nitzra Ruach HaKodesh. Now, how is he going to withstand the Eshpatifa, the koach of the coat? Was the koach to have the zikar from Yankiv to withstand the golas. And now he doesn't have the code in Taka. What was the schus? He remembered Yankiv. But so if it was Nidmaloy, Taka, that was the kufa, the schus, how he withstood the zikar. It says the Gemara in Soita, right? It was Nidmaloy, saw his father's reflection in the window. But it was Taka, the koyach of Yankiv. And now he didn't have, and Nidmaloy makes Mamish Meridik. That this was the code that was through which Yaakov was going to have the zikaron, the zecharetim, the beged shel tzitzis, Rabbi Yisai. And Meila, that was Yaakov Avinu, was okay. So the shaila was maybe he could have given something. We called jealousy. The Gemara says still it caused jealousy. They didn't understand what was about. V'aviv shomer asadova. That's lahemshav, Rabbi Yisai. He understood that Yosef had a different tafkid. That was the tafkid from Shem ve'Eiver. That was the tafkid from Shem ve'Eiver, Rabbi Yisai. And the Meis L'Maisa, Soif HaShaldover, this was the Hemshech of Yaakov's Avoida, to destroy Esav, to prove that Shia to go out in the world, and have the Tzoros, and have the Tenis Yoynes, and have the Mamish, be in the base of Shal Zoynes, be in Mitzrayim, the Mokoyim. There's a Medrash that says that Yosef was 22 years in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai. I have one question. Send a postcard! Yaakov is sitting there, waiting around, he's mamish mourning because his nigs are only on a dead, he's alive. Yosef's down there. Rabbi Yisai, Pasha the Eitzah, postcard it. Hello, this is Joseph. I'm here in Egypt. We're by the Sphinx. Having a good time, Dad. See you soon. Send him a postcard. The Medrash, one of the Gemara Tosfos that he is. So up there, he was scared to send him a letter like that. You know why? Because if his father would hear that he was in Mitzrayim, the mokum that was moiridik, mushchas, and tumas, nus, and arayas, promiscuity, the highest level of Moisa. Because the Medrash Agod is in the back of the Agod, it says, Anivaloi Malach, we think it's a special Zach, Anivaloi Malach, and Mitzrayim, Anivaloi Malach. So the Medrash Agod is, you know why? Because the Malachim were afraid to go into Mitzrayim. That's how much Tumah was there. Can you imagine Gabriel and Mikhail? They might maybe hang out. Come on, Gabriel. You know, take it easy. We're not going to town tonight. The Ribbono Shel Olam asked it, not just the Rosh Yeshiva. We ain't heading. Gabriel, take it easy. Don't turn that corner. I see you heading towards who knows where. They were afraid. Malachim were afraid. Ribbono Shel Olam had to come in to take them out because the Malachim were afraid. Zok the Bali Toisvis, Yosef, no postcarding. Because if they hear I'm in Mitzrayim, Yavim will have a heart attack. And Be'em Shteit in Parsha. It says Mefurish later on in Parshas. Parshas Vayigash. They said, "Oy Yosef Vayvofik Libo." He had a heart attack. Yaakov Avinu. What did they tell him? "Oy Yosef Chay V'chiu Moisha B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim." Why they had a heart attack? They thought they were joking, maybe joking around, not serious. Yeah, you hear the one about the rabbi and the priest, Reuven and Shimon. We'll joke around about Yosef being alive. To who? To their father? Were they joking around? So Kablev Elio, you know what they were saying? Because they were saying Estira. Oy Yosef Chai? Vos mein Chai? You think he's alive? He's eating potato chips? That's what Yaakov wants to hear? He has a big belly. He has a pot belly. He drinks beer. Yosef's alive. We saw him. He has a lot of hair. He has a big pot belly. He looks like his uncle. You know, Esav. That they want to tell him? Obviously, they were saying Chai. Chai made by Yaakov, you know, his language. Elept is a Torahdik Elept. V'chiyu Moshe b'cholaretz Mitzrayim. There's a steer in the bay. How does Shah to be a Vayofik Libo Kiloy Hemin Lehem? It's not Shah Suchi Matthias. Oh, Yosef Chai, Vachi, who Moshe Bechoyet Mitzrayim? This came Shah Suchi Matthias. Until they showed him, there's Magolis, Shteitoch, and he saw that a Ligdin Lenin. Oh, if a Ligdin learning could be in the biggest tumor of Boisai. I was in LA, and we went to go to LA sometimes, not to Chas V'Shom, LA is a beautiful place of Boisai to visit. But anyway, Lamaisa, I was there in LA, Rabbi Sai, and I'm looking, I go into the koila, Rabbi Sai. You walk into the koila over there, Rabbi Sai. You walk in there, Baruch Hashem, we have guys from LA here. You walk in, you see Panim and Rekinda, Mamish and Espeh. What is the Ksoy saying? With the English maybe, but what is the Ksoy saying with the Nasivis? You walk out, Rabbi Sai. Ksoy is Nasivis? How is it Shaykh, Rabbi Sai, that in that room, Ksoy is Nasivis? And outside Shemit, it's Mamish the Brinks of H-E-L-L. One billboards, this, that. It's Hollywood, man! This is Hollywood, California! This is not, you know, some flip-a-ding town in Idaho. You don't see a guy for miles. 7 o'clock, lights out. This is Hollywood, California! And there's a big room. People learning, faces of kids, mamas, you look, they grew up in Yerushalayim, everybody say, what's how to shy, everybody say, it's a Kiddush Hashem Noira. The Teretz is Torah, everybody say. But Torah got in there, the Baruch Hashem, it spreads, the Koyach of Torah, Tumah can't get to everybody say. The Chiyum Moshe, the Choyach, Mitzvah, not Shah, Vayas, Agolis, he's ligging in the Sugi from Agolis, everybody say. The Sugi from Agolis, he's ligging and learning. Ah. Then they say, ah, Shaykh to be alive, Rabbi Yisrael. Oh, but the Maisa is not Shaykh to be alive. It's a Mela, he's going down to Mitzrayim, the Koyach of Mitzrayim, Torah, if Torah of Yosef, he needed the Koyach, Rabbi Yisrael, of Yankov, of Inu, the Zikaroin, the Beget Shal Tzitzis, Rabbi Yisrael, the Beget Shal Tzitzis, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the Torah of Torah of Yosef. That's the Amkus over here in the Parsha for the Ksonis Pasim, Rabbi Yisrael. Pasim. Pasim, Rabbi Yisrael. Poitifar. What's the Shaykh, Rabbi Yisrael? Mayim Shemitah, the Teretz is licked in that coat, the Koach, to withstand in the Shaykh, Rabbi Yisrael. By Chanuk, Rabbi Yisrael, we have a Miradik Halacha, Rabbi Yisrael. At Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk, Sok the Gemara Shabbos Chof Aleph. is do alocha at shetichle regel min ashuk. Whose regel? So who's the shul regel min ashuk? At kama? Om a rabbi barachan of yuchon at shekal yirigul of the tarmudoy. The regel of the tarmudoy. Zot rash yuri zi tarmudoy. Shame uma. This can't get in rabbi's side. The shir from the Chanukah. So what do we do like till then? Whilst the Tamudoyim, they go there. Who are they? They're Shema Umar, that they go and they're in. They're woodcrafters. They're involved with wood. And when they go, people go to their houses at night. They don't have enough wood to make heat, so they come out to buy wood. So the Tamudoyim are out there selling the wood later. So until they're gone, you have to light the Chanukah lift up, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? The Maisa states in Rambam in the beginning in Hilchas Chanukah, states in Rambam that the Rambam writes a Perakim in Hilchas Chanukah that Bibai Sheni, the whole Sugya, they were caused with Xerus and the Vatal Daitam. They weren't lying in the Daitam of the Torah of Mitzvahs. Uposhtu Yonam B'mamayna V'nosea. They went after their mammon and the b'nosayan v'nichlasu la'eichal, and they went after eichal and they approached about protzois and they mamish tamal all the tomatoes. They were tamal all the oils. We saw if there was the objective of the yavonim was to destroy the Yiddish kind of klal Yisrael. So I have a shtickle kasha, Rabbi Yisrael. What is the pshat and Rav? Where is Rav posture yonam b'mamayna v'nosayan? Why is the Rambam mentioned? If the Chorah, all the Gzeiros we see were against the guy, the Ruchni, what is the Rambam mentioning? Your posture, you're not being a minor of Nisayan. What's the Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai? And the Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. It's the Fiyan Yisai, the Ain Teretz. And the Goyim realized that a Yid lives with being a proud, feeling choshev about himself. The only way to misbattle us from our Avoyid, Rabbi Yisai, is if we lower their confidence, we lower their self-esteem, we make them feel like dreck. The posture Yonam B'Mayna of the same wasn't a chelik of the gzeiros of the Ruchni, of the Be'etzem. It was a hechshur of Yisai, for all the gzeiros. That they wanted to lower the spirit of the Yid, Rabbi Yisai. And Meila, by lowering the spirit of the Yid, they can be able to accomplish, to take away the Ruchni, the fire, the... But you saw it at Dvorim, Rabbi Yisai. And we got back, when we came back to mitzvah, you saw it was not only to go with Mekayim the mitzvah, but Kiel to stick it in the face of the Goy. To show the Goy that we're proud. We're proud. We're proud to Mekayim the mitzvah. We're proud to do the mitzvah. We light our Pesach Beisai, Rabbi Yisai. All mitzvahs we do, is Bifnim. We don't try to go out and show up a care about Tznei Aleches. So the Gemara Sukkah Memches, I feel mitzvahs that we do, but Rav try to do about Tznei. Chasen is, today is a different story, but Chasen is, the Gemara says, I feel, we do a Betzina, but here, Dafka, Befahesher, but it's a Pesumeniso, you say Pesumeniso, the Dal Kos also Pesumeniso, I never saw a guy drinking the Dal Koses on his stoop of his front lawn, except for maybe a couple of times when he drank too much for the first two cups. But the Vaisa Chutz from that, you don't see him do Pesumi Nisa. Get out on the street, the dog goes in the street. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yisai, here the word is to show the world the proudness. Fakir, the whole thing was to belittle the Yid, to make the Yid feel like nothing. The whole Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai. And that's how we withstand the Goy Be'etzer, Rabbi Yisai. The Koyach of the mitzvah is a mitzvah besad atzmo, Rabbi Yisai. But the Koyach of every mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai, is to make us to feel proud, to make us to feel choshev, to make us to understand our tafkid, Rabbi Yisai. And with that, we break away from the Goy, Rabbi Yisai. With that, with that godless understanding who we are, Rabbi Yisai. Understand the godless of the mitzvah. Instead of looking at the mitzvah, medavton, by this, by that, but taking every mitzvah real, this is a ton from Hashem. As Rabbi Mishnah Berurah writes about tzitzis gufa. People are like, no tzitzis outside for me, man. Not even a string. I don't want to see a string outside. We got to hide it, stick it down in the pants. Maybe come out from the bottom of your pants, maybe. But not at the top. No tzitzis to me. I'm going amongst the goyim. What are you talking about? Goyim. But the Maisa, Rabbi Yisai, the Ma'is is Shoyvish Oldavu, where it's not a Sakana. Chatzim Shon, where it's a Sakana, we have different dinim. Where it's not a Sakana, Rabbi Yisai. The proudness of a Yid, that the Mishabur, a person would feel that he had a Matana, that he had a Choshiva thing, he had from a president, from a Choshiva thing. We spoke last week, a guy, pardon the expression, but a guy had the sweaty wristband of LeBron James, his sweaty wristband. You know, they throw it through that. Dude, the Jewish guy with the Amish tore off his yarmulke. Get me that, you know, drive, knock over 10 guys, the beers fly. He's screaming. What does he have? It smells. Who knows if it smells? But he has it. He'll come to shul with us on Shabbos. I don't know what color he wears, but whatever. He's wearing, and he comes to shul on Shabbos, and he lifts up Hagba. Everybody sees Baruch Hashem, LeBron. And he's all excited. He'll say, man, what's that? That's LeBron James's sweatband. You know, it's a little sweaty. We lift the Sefer Torah heavy. But Kitzah, he has a sweaty. He's all proud of it. But it's Lahav, the Elf of Dolls. And he has a mamash, a medal of honor from the King Zoktel, the Chofetz Chaim. A medal of honor. The tzitzis, the beggar chok tzitzis. But it's a medal of honor for the Bershi. You wear it proudly, Bershi. You feel you're a yid. It gives you uplifts you, Bershi. But it's more than that. That's the embassy you saw. There's an amkus over there that a person has a matonah from the Yibeni Yisraelim, and he feels the beggar, the chshivas of the beggar, the chshivas of the beggar, and he knows the things come from the Yibeni Yisraelim. It's a meridika aliyah, a meridika proudness, a meridika feeling of that I'm a real somebody. I have a tafkid in this world, and with that, Rabbi said, that's the koyach to withstand the galus, Rabbi. The mitzvahs, they're given to understand the goals. But the Ramban says the Lashon that the tafels of the mitzvahs and goals she mitzuyonim, it should be signs. The boy said it's the whole shayla because the Ramban holds the ikka. The Ramban holds in Vayikra, Pesach, right, that the ikka mitzvahs. The kima mitzvah is twelve. I don't know if we have to kaim about mitzuyonim. What does the word? But they're signs. What are these signs? They're signs that we have to be proud that we eat in a voice that we go out every mitzvah we do. But it's spineless. When Chanukah we go out to light the nair outside the voice side. And neigos halolu koydeshem. And we sing to the Ibn Shalom out proud, not afraid, to show that we're Yidin, that we're proud Yidin. The whole thing was to mashful, that we're not Yidin, we're who we are, we're dregs of the earth, we're the mind of us, and we come out and if a cat stick it in the face and say, Goyen name, we're proud. We have this code of honor, we have this nair of honor, the Ibn Shalom showed us chavivos, the kiss that he gave us, that we gave the oil, the tire of the oil, Boisai. That's what we have to go out. We light the nair to feel the godless, the chavivus hanes, as the Rambam says, the chavivus, the love that the Baruch Shalom has for us, to feel loved by the Baruch Shalom, to feel special, to feel godless, sodom. And with that, Rabbi said, that's our koyach to withstand the goyim, the regal of Talmudoi, we should be zeruch of Eiz Hashem this Hanukkah to sing proudly the name is Halolu, to Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Shvach should go up to Lamaila and bring us Mashiach Tzikeinu. May it be made on.